This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, we've been talking about the blue team, and at the top of the hour news, there was a story about Albany, and there's been a spate of 13 shootings in the last 7 days, since July 3rd. And it's very unsettling. So the police are asking for cooperation from the public in the efforts to solve the shootings, which are unsolved at this point. And the police are, they've lamented the lack of cooperation by the public in their effort to solve these shootings. Now, this is from an article, thedailygazette.com, or dailygazette.com. So what's happening is there were some shootings, and the police want the help of, you know, the public, and the public is not all that interested in helping the police.
Yeah. Gee, I wonder why.
Well, that's the point, and that's why I mentioned this. You know, I used to get calls from an organization called the Police Association, and they would say, you know, we'd like you to give money to help the police. And this was, you know, several years ago, and I'd say, the police, are those the guys that that have these, you know, these cars, these unmarked cars? They park in parking lots. They go to used automobile and truck parking lots, and they hide their police vehicles so you can't see them in the parking lot, and they shoot their radar guns at passersby in their vehicles, sniping at them. Are those the guys that you're asking me to give money to? Is that what you're saying? And, you know, it's really nice because I don't have to hang up on them. They hang up on me.
Yeah. It's really funny that you go trespassing on people's land, threatening them, especially threatening to come around to the house in the middle of the night. Especially when they're a woman that you, with children that you know don't have a man around. You know, you go extorting money out of them on the side of the road when they're just going to get their groceries or feed for their animals or whatever. You do all this stuff against ordinary people in the community who are not criminals. And then when you need their help, they won't help you? Gosh, I wonder why.
I can't figure that out, Vincent.
And I'll tell you what the funny thing was. Okay, I'm actually going to name these cops in this broadcast. I'm going to make them famous. Okay, their names are called David Becker. That was the newbie that I was talking about. And Peter Halpin. And Peter Halpin, the first time that he came onto my property, it was actually to inform me that Victoria Police had found some backpacks of mine. in the state forest. And if anyone wants to know the backstory about that, just go on to Best Favorite Search Engine and type in something like $20,000 worth of jewels found at Eildon, Victoria. And they'll come up with, you know, the press reports that were released back in the day. I kid you not. Those were my, that was my Get Started Again fund. And, you know, somebody, it's kind of a long story. I'll tell it one day, but not today. He came onto my property and he said, I went to my standard response when I see police on my land, which is get off my land. And often I'm so angry, I can't think of anything else to say other than get off my land, but that's good enough. And I said that to him, and he held his actually held his hands off, and he said, no, I'm not here for a bad purpose today. And I should have known then that I was looking at a bad egg. And I've always remembered that. He said, no, I'm not here for a bad purpose today. We've found your stuff. Words to that effect. And, you know, we found your things. We found your stuff. And I said, you know, and then it came out that they'd actually recovered my backpacks. With the precious stones, and I had a small amount of bullion in there, and it was all intact, and it was all returned to me, and I was very, very grateful to the Victoria Police for returning my stuff intact. But just the way that he said on that day, I'm not here for a bad purpose today. These people know that they're willingly evil. They know they're evil. And he demonstrated that on that day. Peter Halpin is his name. He's one of the senior officers at Wedderburn. And David Becker, who is a newbie. I've never seen him before. But it wasn't Peter Halpin that signed the form the other day in the middle of my driveway. It was David Becker. What a coward. Peter Halpin, just man up. If you're gonna commit your extortionate treasonous BS on my property, why don't you just put your name on the fake warrant instead of getting your junior officer to do it, your assistant sergeant? You know, what a low, pathetic heap of cow manure. Obviously, this is about the politest thing I can say on air, Vincent. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do, and I was going to say, tell us how you really feel. So, when it's really simple.
Yeah.
You just want to be left alone.
Just want to be left alone. I'm not a criminal. I'm this lady with big hair who lives out in the forest. I've got my children because we've been stalked by a pedophile cartel for years, and I just want to raise my kids in peace. I want to grow vegetables. I want to, you know, have, you know, the Nepal prickly pear type of cactuses. I want to, you know, ride my horse around from time to time. And I want to read cards and help people and, you know, basically potter. That's what I want to do.
I've got a question for you. You mentioned the phrase, don't have a man around. And what you're saying is there are women who
I'm a widow.
Yes. And here's why I'm asking. Widows, ladies who don't have a man around, I have a feeling what you're saying is they're more vulnerable. And I'll tell you why I'm saying that. I'd like you to flesh out with more detail what we're talking about. We know this family down the road from us, and the husband died. He was in his 80s, and he died. And the widow had her sons move in. And the idea was they did not want to leave mom alone with no man around, because they thought that mom would be taken advantage of in many different ways. So they wanted to make sure that that didn't happen. So the boys moved back home. And so these boys are, well, mom is in her 80s, so the boys are, you know, sufficiently grown, that's for sure. And they think that it's necessary. And you mentioned that women who don't have a man around. Is that why?
It's really a reality around here that the corrupt Victoria police, and they're all corrupt here. There's no good cops around here at all. There might be 8 or 10 of them here in the local district, and none of them are any good. The woman that I know that are being, well, they're, obviously they're all women. I don't know any men who are being harassed by these people. They seem to have certain people that get targeted, that find their way onto their target list for whatever reason. And usually they're just ordinary people going around minding their business, wanting to live in the country because maybe they've got some sort of trauma or other that they're trying to get over. Usually that's the backstory, or because they're on various government payments and it's viewed as being an inexpensive place to live because the mortgage is lower or whatever, or the rent is lower, or they can actually afford to buy land and this sort of thing. You know how it goes, Vincent. But because they are a single mother or a single woman, the local police find out about it and they say, oh, here's another one for our target list, you know. And it could be something as simple as they pull the woman over and, you know, she's got the kid in the car on the way to the daycare. And they say, oh, you got a broken taillight, here's a $300 infringement notice. You know, have a nice day. What sort of opinion does that build in the community of you as a policeman? When you can see this woman's driving a beat-up car, she's got a toddler in the seat beside her sucking its dummy or whatever, you know, or having its little sippy cup. You know, she's obvious, she's got lines around her face. She's obviously experienced a great deal of stress in her life. Maybe there's another couple of kids in the back too. There's no obvious man around. And, they just, you know, here's, you got a broken taillight. You know, we'll just have a look through your vehicle while we're here, you know. Is this your car? You know? Would you mind if we check the pen, please? Oh, your rego's expired. Oh, well, we'll have to take your plate. You know?
Talk more about
this. It expired last week because, you know, you didn't have the money to pay it. What sort of opinion does that build among the general population of you as human beings?
Let's talk more about that when we come back. We're going into a break.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So today's discussion is about the blue team. And class, we've talked about this. We've talked about how the police stop us. They hunt us. They snipe us. They push us around. And then they demand our respect.
That's the funniest thing. Actually, yeah. There's something. I was actually, I just finished writing an open letter. I'm going to publish it on my Steam page, but I'm also going to send it directly to our local blue team, okay, probably tomorrow. And you know something? That was exactly the word I used. I said, you know, you think that everybody respects you, but that's the kind of respect that comes from fear. And if you scratch that kind of respect just below the surface, you find anger and you find hate just beneath the surface of that. And it happens every time. It's not anything new or novel. Every time when tyrants appear on this earth and start pushing the ordinary people around, you have to see, Mr. Police Officer, you're the tyrant, okay? We're not doing anything wrong. We're just trying to live our lives. We're going to the grocery store. We're getting feed for our animals. We're taking our kids to soccer, or we're, you know, going to the playgroup or whatever when you come and ruin our day, okay? Of course that's going to create a bunch of anger and a bunch of hatred, you know, And you might think that everybody respects you in your fancy uniform, but Jesus Christ had something to say about that. He said, "Woe unto you, Pharisees!" You know, the Pharisees were the law enforcement of their day. They really were. You say you make your phylacteries broad. Well, what's a phylactery? It's a hat band, basically. You love your big fat hat bands on your big fat hats with the fancy badge at the front. You know, that's what phylactery means. It means a hat band with a badge at the front, a police hat. And you love your uniform, your garments, your tassels, all the fancy things that you get to wear. You love them, you know. And you love the greetings in the marketplaces. "Hello there, officer. How are you today?" You don't see that all of that is fake. Nobody likes you anymore, Mr. Police Officer, because you have spent so many years extorting money out of us, threatening us, not investing crimes properly when we do, and then accusing us of stuff that we haven't done, you know? And usually it's the most innocent, best and nicest of us that you're worse to. And even the people that you don't do the stuff to get to hear about it, because when stuff like this happens to people, especially women, they talk. They tell everyone. They tell everyone that they know. And so the whole community gets to find out what you did to Mrs. Jones, the divorcee, when she was taking her children to, you know, to play center, to their play date. You know, of how you gave her a $300 fine and about how, you know, you threatened to, bring the family's department into it when she objected and yada, 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 which is exactly the sort of stuff that they pull all the time. And you know that, Vincent, right?
Yeah, let me share a story. I've mentioned this during my 7 years behind the microphone, but it ties in exactly with what you're saying. So we moved to Missouri from Virginia, and we'd make the weekly 40-mile round trip to the bank. And we would make deposits, withdrawals, you know, those kinds of things. And this is kind of an interesting story. It actually dovetails with what Gwyneth and I have been talking about. And when we come back after this break, I'll tell you the story. And the question is this the same thing that's happening in your neck of the woods? We'll be right back.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A lengthy rescue operation has been completed in Thailand. All 12 members of a boys' soccer team and their coach, who got trapped inside a cave system by rising waters, have now been rescued, and all are said to be doing okay. President Trump is now airborne on his way to Europe for a more than week-long mission that starts with a NATO summit in Brussels, where he's again expected to tell allies they're not contributing enough. He said as he was leaving the White House,
"NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. something out, you pay far too much, and they pay far too little. But we will work it out.
But European Council President Donald Tusk has a message for President Trump. He says, quit bad-mouthing NATO allies. He says, dear America, appreciate your allies. After all, you don't have that many anymore. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Yeah. Well, so here we are, and we're going to be talking about my banking experience. And by the way, Nathan, are we connected? Yeah, I believe we are. Yep. I'm looking at the meters. Everything looks good. Okay. So we moved into Missouri. And we established a banking relationship. The bank was about 40 miles round trip from our farm. And we'd make the weekly visits to the bank. And it was not any specific day, but we'd show up and do our transactions and leave. And then one day, after about a decade of doing this, the gal behind the window, if you will, the teller said to me, "Vincent, we don't see you very often anymore. Why?" And I said, "Well, let me tell you." I said, "Let me tell you this way. So when we lived in Virginia, the neighboring town was about 8 miles away, 16-mile round trip, and they had a gas station there. They had a doctor's office, a hairdresser, two hardware stores. Very small doctor's office, you know, one-man band, a dress shop. And it was just a strip going through an old rural Virginia town. That's all it was. And a two-lane road going through there, one coming and one going. And they got a new mayor in this little town, historic town, town of maybe 300 people at the most. And the new mayor decided that the people were speeding through her town, and she was going to put a stop to it. So they took some money from the treasury and hired a part-time cop. They got him a part-time radar gun. They got him a police cruiser, and he set up shop. And the speed limit through town was 25 miles an hour. Anyone doing 26 or higher got a ticket. And he sniped. And he was very effective. And I had a very dear friend who is no longer with us. And he was the wealthiest man in the county. This town was in the county. He was a self-made man. And he learned that it's a good thing to avoid interest. It's a good thing to pay your bills with cash. And so he started a trucking business. Grew up to about 13 tractor trailers. And then that's when I met him, and he asked me to help him and automate his business. So we built a computer network for him. We trained him how to use it. This was back in the early 90s. As a matter of fact, he was our first computer customer. So we automated his business, taught him. It was a family business, and he grew very quickly. He needed the power of computing to launch his business. He grew up to over 100 tractor trailers. And the way from his business, which was on a very rural road, to the main highway was through this little town. And they just clicked and clicked and clicked that radar gun, and he got so many tickets for 26 miles per hour with these tractor trailers that he decided that he was going to find an alternative way to the highway. So he took his business elsewhere. So these truck drivers who would stop in and, you know, get fuel and go to the hardware store and get their hair cut and grab a bite to eat and all those little things stopped.
Yep.
Because he felt that, man, this is, couldn't they give him a break? 26 miles per hour in a 25 mile an hour zone, really? So he was the guy who paid for the parades. He's the guy who gave the big donations. He just said, okay, I get it. If you're
going
to do this,
I'm going elsewhere.
Yeah. And he just stopped his donations. And so the town literally lost half of its businesses. They closed.
Wow.
And the farm supply used to put a sign. The farm supply in this little town was the first business that you would see coming into town. It's just like on the very edge of town. And he would have a marquee where he would say, we have mulch on sale, we have tomato cages on sale, we have whatever it was that, the announcement of the day would be on his sign. And he would put Barney's on duty, slow down, meaning Barney Fife from Andy of Mayberry, okay? Barney's on duty. And he was telling people, he was warning them that this cop was sniping. Well, literally
famous.
Yes. It literally killed the entire town. Okay?
Yeah.
And it has not come back. Now, so people remember. So this stupid mayor who hires this part-time cop with a part-time radar gun and a police cruiser, they bring in revenue and they drive everybody out of town. So how does this relate to the banking, where the teller behind behind the counter said to me, Vincent, we don't get to see you very often. And, well, I said, so, you know that big hill that we come down and we go into town? You know that big hill and the speed limit is 55 and then all of a sudden it goes to 30? And then just past the point where you can see the police car hides with his radar gun, that part-time cop that you guys have? Well, I have this trailer. And when I come into town and buy fuel, or if I go to the hardware store, or if I come to the bank, or I come to the tire shop, as I come down with my trailer, there's some bumps in the road. And it goes bump, 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 bump. And I didn't put those bumps there. But I know that even though I check my taillights on the trailer and all the lights around the trailer and the connector to the truck, my little pickup truck, I know that there's a possibility that my taillight, the filament might burn out when I'm stepping on the brake, the light is illuminated, and I hit those bump, 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 bumps. So
yep.
I think that it would be a bad thing to come to town and risk that multiple $100 fine for having a taillight out. That used to work before I hit the bumps that are put there by the highway department. So, and that speed limit that goes from 55 to 30 instantly, and if I'm coming down this big hill and I'm doing 31, I don't want to get that ticket. So, I don't come to town very often. And I talked to one of the guys in town a couple days ago. He has a tire shop. And I hired him to come fix a 6-foot tractor tire for me. And he has a special machine that dismounts it. I don't have that machine. It's a very expensive machine to break the bead on one of these big tires. And he has his tire shop in town. And he said, Vincent, and he lives in the same town I do. He travels the 40-mile round trip to go to his tire shop. And he has a farm near us. He said, Vincent, what happened to our little town is they got that guy with the radar gun, and he gave so many tickets to so many people that they decided they're not coming to town, which is the same story that I told the banker. Same story.
Yep.
And he said, and they got rid of that guy. They got rid of that cop. He's not there anymore. But people don't know that, and they remember that guy was sniping, and it stuck. And to this day, people don't come to town. The restaurant closed. The gas station closed. Businesses are boarded up. They've been out of business for years. And he said, here's what happened, Vincent. They're not coming back. They've already found another tire shop. They've already found the hardware store shut down. The restaurant closed. The town, and this is the courthouse. This is where you go to pay your bills. This is where you go to register deeds. If you're in the county, sometimes you have to go to this town. People avoid it like the plague because the mayor hired a part-time radar wielding sniper.
Good.
It killed the businesses. Now,
yeah.
It killed it 1,100 miles away in Virginia, and it killed it right here in Missouri. It's the same story. The same stupid mayors. The same stupid egos.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And, you know, the stupid thing is it's the municipality and the police, you know, and they carry on. Their red tape and their regulations and their Department of Agriculture and the RSPCA and the dog ranger and all the rest of it is the reason why we have a 25% unemployment rate around here, which is permanent, more or less. It's the reason why people are going out of keeping sheep. They're going out of keeping goats and chickens and, you know, they're going out of all of these sorts of things, either that or they're going into the black or the grey market, okay? What they're doing is only making the black market and the grey market for livestock and chickens and all the rest. These are not stolen chickens, okay? The police and stolen sheep. I mean, far out. Who steals a chicken? No one, okay? People don't do that around here, okay? They just don't. You know, there might be the occasional one, but usually they don't live very long because the farmers have all got guns. And if they catch anyone just loading stock onto a truck, they're gonna inflict Rule 303 or Rule 22. You know what I mean?
Those are the class, for those of you who don't know those rules, those are calibers. an Enfield battle rifle was chambered in 303, and
it's,
you know,
still
small,
quite a popular caliber.
yes, they are, and you can go to a gun show and buy an Enfield 303 bolt action, absolutely, and they're available right here in the United States as well. And and Rule 22, I love that terminology, Rule 303 and Rule 22. In our neck of the woods, it would be Rule 223 or Rule 556 or Rule 300 Weatherby. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nanocurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nanocurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nanocurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, Les, I'm all excited. I'm all excited. I got a call yesterday from the CEO of the electric cooperative. And he told me, congratulations, that I have been approved, accepted, and I am now a candidate again for the board of directors of the electric cooperative. Why? Because I got enough signatures on the petition for me to become a candidate for the board of directors. And I'm all excited. You know, I'm going to get a chance to get on stage again and use my 2 minutes. I get two minutes in which time I have to convince, 1,000 people at least. There'll be about 2,000 in attendance, but 1,000 of them are voters, and they get a chance to pick whether they want to re-elect the same guys who have been raising their electric bills, for years, and years, and years, and years. 8 rate increases in 15 years, they get a chance to re-elect those same people, or they can try somebody new who has 2 minutes to convince them that maybe they should give him a chance. That would be me. So I'm going to be on stage in August at the Electric Cooperative annual meeting. Some people might call it a circus. They give out prizes and they have a band and they waste an extraordinary amount of money doing that, in my opinion. Now, some people might think that the $65,000 that they spend, you know, providing hot dogs, potato chips, a cookie, 2 light bulbs, and a soda, having the band play and giving out TVs and prizes is worth $65,000. I think it can be done for far less. I rented that same hall for a weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in Lebanon, Missouri, and I was able to do it for 1/20th of the cost. Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing. So I'm looking forward to being on stage, and I'll probably lose again. This will probably be my third loss in a row, because what happens is they do 2 things. They take pictures of the candidates, and some candidates have been rerunning so many times that they use pictures of 20 years ago. And these guys, you wouldn't recognize these people from their pictures, you know, that they post. The other thing is They allow people to vote before the candidates speak. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
So wow. How does that work?
I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what. It doesn't work too well in terms of sharing information. So I'm going to send some suggestions to the CEO. And I already gave him one suggestion yesterday when he congratulated me. I said, hey, how about having the voting early? You know, because what happens is that people show up and they want their prizes. And they want to hear the band. And then, you know, two-thirds of the way through the night's events, then the candidates get a chance to speak. I said, no. Let's have the candidates speak first before you give away any TVs and prizes. Okay? Have the candidates speak first. And then you allow the voting, not before. Well, I think they're going to take that under consideration. Can you imagine a system whereby you have the candidates vote before, I'm sorry, you have the voters, the members vote before the candidates speak? Unbelievable.
Wow, that's amazing. That really, really is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like I say, it all goes back to the same thing. It's run ultimately by a bureaucracy, and if they'll just let people do their own stuff, people would deal with their own electrical supplies. They really would.
You do, and I do.
It would just be the way that things were, and it would all happen. And mm-hmm. people would either have electricity or they wouldn't. And, you wouldn't have this whole bureaucracy. You wouldn't have this three-ring circus. And, you know, everybody would be able to live their lives, and I'm sure that people would be a lot happier.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Hey, Gwyneth, thanks so much. And please keep in touch if your situation becomes more perilous. And let me know.
Absolutely.
Let the other broadcasters who know you know about it. And we'll ring the alarm. We'll ring the alarm.
Okay. Yep, no, that's great.
Thanks so much
for
being
God
with us.
God bless and have a great week, won't you?
God bless.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.